Today's Amma for Chazara is Yavamas Ayin Vav Mevi'ez. We're holding by the Mishnah on Ayin Vav Min Aleph. So it says the Mishnah, Ptsudaku Krishavcha Mutarim B'Gyaris Mishachreres. Ptsudaku Krishavcha are allowed to marry Gyaris Mishachreres. V'inan Asrun El Milava B'Kal. They're only Asr to marry into the Kal Hashem. And Kal Girim is Loikri Kal. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, L'yavak Ptsudaku Krishavcha B'Kal Hashem. The Isr is not just to marry a Jewess. The Isr is Dafka to marry to Kal Hashem. But the Gyaris Mishachreres, they're not considered a Kal Hashem, and therefore it's Mutar. V'ayim name Rav Sheshes. They ask the Shaila from Rav Sheshes. Ptsudaku Kayei Ma'u B'Gyaris Mishachreres. Regularly, Yisrael Ptsudaka can marry Gyaris Mishachreres, fine. But what about a Ptsudaka that's a Kayin? A Kayin is ordinarily not allowed to marry Gyaris Mishachreres. What happens when he's a Ptsudaka? Do we say Bikdush Tekai V'Aser? He still has his Kedushas Kahuna, it's going to be Aser. I don't allow Bikdush Tekai V'Shari, or maybe he loses his Kedusha, and therefore it's going to be Mutar. So Amalei Rav Sheshes said back, that Tani Sua, that we learned in the Braisa, Ptsudaka Yisrael Mutar B'Nesina. It says in the Braisa that the Ptsudaka Yisrael, even though normally Yisrael is not allowed to marry Nesina, if it becomes a Ptsudaka, it's mutter from to marry a Nesina. Now, if he has his Kedusha, the Torah says you're not allowed to marry one of the Umayyads from Eretz Yisrael, including the Nesina. So how can he marry her? It must be that when someone becomes a Ptsudaka, he loses his Kedusha. To which the Gemara says, I'm a Rava, no, you misunderstood the Pasuk, you misunderstood the Isser. Atu Asa Mishim Kedusha of Lav Kedushu. But you think the Isser of marrying the Umayyads has something to do with the Kedusha of Yisrael? That's not what it has to do with. Doma Mailid Ben, the Isra has to do with the fact that maybe they're going to have a child together, and the Gaya is going to take the child and go and then have the child be Oivet of Adazara. So now that Isra Daraisa of Loisus Chatein only applies when the person's still a Gaya. However, Kimigairi be Yisrael Sharu. Once she converts, then she's allowed to marry Yisrael. Rabbanan udu Gazurbu, it's just Nezud Rabbanan. Now, Vachi Gazurbu Rabbanan, Banach the Bnei Yeludi. So the Rabbanan are only Gaya when the person is able to have children, because then there's Kain Daraisa, then you have this Chashash. But someone who can't have children, so then there's no gzera, then it's not kein daraisa. So that's why Ptsudaka is mutter. So that's why Ptsudaka is mutter to marry in a sinah, nothing to do with kedusha. Ask the Gemara El Me'atav, it has to do with having children. So mamzer devar elude hachanami da aser. So a mamzer should be aser to marry in a sinah because he could have children. But Tananya, we learned in the Mishnah that mamzer in a sinah mutarim love is abizah. A mamzer is allowed to marry in a sinah. So Ella says the Gemara that kigaz rabbanah b'ksheirim, that the rabbanah were only guys when the person is a kasher. However, b'psulem, when it comes to someone who's pasul, like gazer rabbanan, because it's the most of the shlichas, so therefore the rabbanan were not gazer. But kopanah has nothing to do with kedusha; it has to do with an isad gzeir de rabbanan. However, hada marava lav milsi da amri lav milsi he. That really what I said is not true. Really, there is a raya from here. Really, the isad does have to do with kedusha. B'yaisin lav kachavim lasul chasnas. And my raya is because when a nesina is still a gaya, so then it's not shayach the word chasnas. It can't be that the Torah when it said loisis chas. Is Dafka talking about when they're a Goya, because then it wouldn't be Shaykh the word Chasnas. Nizgairu is the Chasnas. It's only once they convert to the Chai Chasnas, and still the Torah is saying that there's an Isser. So it's not an Isser Darabanan, it's an Isser Daraisa, so that's going to apply across the board, and there's not going to be any sort of Heter for a Ptsudaka Batsem. It must be, even the fact that we find that there is a Heter, it must be it's because he loses his Kedushas Yisrael. Now, Master Rav Yosef just asked, is that really true that it's not Shai Chasnas by a Goya? V'ischatin Shlomo is Bas Parei Melech Mitzrayim. But it says that Shlomo Melech married Bas Parei Melech Mitzrayim. It says Loshon of Chasnas. Says the Gemara Giri Gaira, he converted her. Ask the Gemara, how could it be? But like Kibbu Gerim Lovim Medavid Lovim Shlomo, they didn't accept Gerim during his times. Says the Gemara, Midu Time El Shochem Malachim Halitzrichale. That's only because we have to be Chayshish that maybe they're just doing it since things are going well for the Yidden. But Bas Parei Melech Mitzrayim, she's anyways a Bas Parei. She's anyways the Bas Melech, and therefore we could assume that she's converting with the right intentions. Well, says the Gemara, still, that's not going to help you, the fact that she converted, because she's a mitzvah. But typically, the mitzvah Rishaynihi. And you're not allowed to marry a mitzvah Rishayna. V'chite mahanach da'azul alma v'han yachrini nenu. And maybe you'll say that no, because she's not really a mitzvah. The people that live in Mitzrayim aren't really authentic Mitzrayims. The Mitzrayim all died in the Yamsuf, and these are all new people. But Tani, we've learned in the Braisa that no, the Isra of Mitzray still applies even today. It says, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said that min yamin ger Mitzray hayoli chavard. I had a friend, min yamin ger Mitzray, mitamid Rabbi Akiva, and he was from the Tamidim of Rabbi Akiva. And Amar, and he said to me that ani Mitzray Rishayna, nasati mitzris rishayna. I'm a mitzris rishayna, and I married a first generation mitzris gyeres. Asi livni mitzris shnia. I'm going to marry my son off, who's a mitzris sheni, to a mitzris shnia, kadeshi ben bini roi lavei bekals. And my grandson shall be a third generation mitzris ger, and he'll be allowed to marry into the kal Hashem. So you see that the iser be'etzim of mitzris still applies even today. So I'm a papa, not mishlam aleikum v'nasiv. Anyways, what are you talking about? Bringing questions from Shlomo Melech. Shlomo l'nasiv midi. Shlomo never married her. Look at the pasuk. The chsiv be'it says about Shlomo Melech that min agayim ashamar ashamah bnei sol leisavoyu behem vehim lo yavoyu bechem achin yatwas levavam achre Eloheihem bahem davak shlomi la'ava. It says that even the people that Hashem said not to marry, Shlomo Melech, he was davak la'ava. He just lived with her. He was just with her in a certain ways, but that he never married her. El kasha v'ischatein. So why does the pasuk say loshen v'ischatein? B'toich ava yaseir sha'ava ma'ala lava kasav kilu nischatein ba. Because he loved them so much, he loved her so much, so therefore the pasuk uses the lashon of chasnas, but really it was never a chasnas. Chasnas is not shayach by a gaya. Amrali Ravina l'Ravashi. Ravina asked the kasha to Ravashi. Is it really true that a Petzua Daka can marry a Nesina? Vanan Tana, look at our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says all the people of Petzua Daka can marry. It says Petzua Daka Kroshavka Mutarim B'Giyayres U'Mishukhreres HaBeNesina Asiri. It says that they're mutter to marry Giyayres and Mishukhreres. It's Mashma Nesina is Asir. So Amrali Sedaktim L'Tamech, according to you, Eim Seifa, look at the Seifa of our Mishnah. Ve'inan Asurin Elim Ilavi Bekal. It says who's a Petzua Daka Asir to? Only to the Kal Hashem. Mashma that hum bin Asina Sharu, it's Mashma, that's mutter from to marry in Asina. Ella, our Mishnah is clearly Lavdafka, Mihalak La Mashma Mina, you can't bring a rye from our Mishnah either way. Says the Mishnah writer, that Amayni Mayavi Asurim Visurin Israelim. That Amayni Mayavi, even if they convert, they're also to marry into the Kal Hashem, and the Isra applies for all generations, not just until the third generation. Avanikivaiseya Mutari Ismiya, but there's a big kula that a woman Giyayres from Amayni Mayavi, Namaynis, the Mayavis, she's mutter right away to marry into the Kal Hashem. Mitzri, Badaimi Ainam Asur Melachal Shadayres, Mitzri Nadaimi have a kula that their Isra only is until the third generation, but there's a Chumra that Echad Zachar Vechan Akevais. It applies both to males and females. However, Reb Shimon Matras and the Kavis Miyad. Reb Shimon said that the female Mitzras and the Doimis could marry into the Kal Shem right away. And I'm Reb Shimon Kavuchaymer Advarim. It's a Kavuchaymer. Umam b'malkim sha'asar as a zucharim Yisraelim. Look by Amnu Mayat. Where the males have of Isser forever, hit the rest in the Kavis Miyad, yet the women are mutter right away. So malkim sha'asar as a zucharim el ha'shleisha dairi say neidish and Matras and the Kavis Miyad. So certainly by Mitzri and Adoimi where the Isser, even by Zucharim is only until the third generation, surely then it's a lighter Isser, the woman should be mutter right away. However, Amru Loi, the Chachamim said back, then the Malach and the Kabbalah, the Madin Yesh Tshuva, that if you have a Messiah, that that's the din, fine, we'll have to accept it. But if you're just making up your own Kavach Haimer, then we have a Teretz. We have a reason that it's not a good Kavach Haimer. Amru Lahem, Rav Shimon said back to them, that Loi, Ki Alach Ani Aimer, that no, I'm actually saying something that I was Makabbalah, but Messiah, that that's the din.